I want you to know that the devil is a liar, and he will not be able to contend with the things that are transpiring in your life because you're taking the control, stepping into the light, stepping into the forefront, and taking the helm. Taking the helm. That is a choice. That is something that you must now make a decision to control, to choose. I choose to be in control. I choose to step up. I choose to come to the light. I choose to see things as God tells me they are. I choose to walk in favor. I choose to walk in the power of God. I choose to walk in the strength of God. It is a choice. This power that we are talking about tonight, this power comes from the word exousia, which means authority. This authority is something that God has given to us from our inception, from our very creation. God has given us an authority. What the enemy does, however, is he uses darkness, and we're calling it darkness, but there are so many things that fall underneath the umbrella of darkness. But the enemy uses darkness to create illusions, to cause us to believe that things are that actually are not. It causes us to enter into a state of delusion. It is accepting things that are unreal or things that are fictional as they are real. And the truth of the matter is that we have been deceived. We have been greatly deceived. We have been tremendously hoodwinked. The wool has been pulled over our eyes. We have even believed the enemy to be this powerful creature, this powerful force, this powerful existence. The scripture even tells us he is as a roaring lion. He actually has no power. It is only an illusion. He is as a lion. He's not a lion. And I want you to understand that many of the things that we have found ourselves, it is because we have accepted the illusion as real. We have accepted the supposeds as absolutes. We have allowed things to creep into our spirit and to fester, to marinate. We have allowed them to take up residence and to live there. But I want to declare to you tonight, not so. It is not so. It is not supposed to be. You are not the lesser, you are the greater. You are not falling behind. You are actually ahead. You are not the weaker. You are the stronger. You are not unsuccessful, nor are you a failure. You are the righteousness of God. You are the purpose of God. You are walking in the strength of God. You have the intentional mindset of God. And so, everything that you are putting forth with the approval of God, the favor of God. Stop claiming favor if you're not going to choose the favor you're claiming. I want you to declare with me tonight, I choose favor. I choose favor. No more missed opportunities, no more failed moments, no more being in despair. I choose favor. I'm not just speaking favor over my life. I choose favor. I choose to live in favor. Favor is not found in dark spaces. Favor is actually the way you navigate out of the dark spaces into the light. You have to make the choice. You have to make the choice to take the control, take the reins, take the helm. And I know there are so many of you that are listening tonight who would say, Bishop Nixon, that sounds wonderful. That sounds great. But I'm in a lot of pain right now. I'm in the midst of a lot of confusion right now. There are a lot of things transpiring in my life. If you think that life will be lived without challenges, then you have already suffered underneath this illusion. It is the enemy that makes you to think that living for the Lord means living without challenge, living without problems, living without chaos. That's not so. Chaos is a part of life. Challenges are a part of life. But here's the beauty of favor. The beauty of favor is that God gives us the tools to navigate through chaos and bring everything chaotic to order. That is the true testament of the power of God at work in your life. That when you show up in a chaotic moment, you actually have what it takes to bring order to chaos. That's why your presence is such an intimidation in so many factors, because there are so many things that are supposed to remain in a disarray until you show up. And when you show up, you start showing up with solutions, and you start showing up with all kinds of strategies and all kinds of demonstrations, and you start planning, and you start putting pieces together, and you're just organizing what looked to be out of order and chaotic. That's why your presence is such an intimidation, because if the enemy has it his way, he wants to keep things chaotic, keep things out of order, keep things in a disarray. But it cannot remain that way once you show up. The giftedness of God in you is on display constantly. It is time for you to rise and take your place and choose to take your place. Why should you apologize for being a light bearer? Why should you apologize for flowing in the giftedness that God has given you? Why should you apologize for the favor that rests upon your life? You are moving in a unique anointing. There is a uniqueness to who you are, a uniqueness to where you are. There is a uniqueness to what you can curate and what you can create. You are not like anyone else. And that's why you cannot succumb to the dark, because when you succumb to the dark, watch this, you assimilate to being like everyone else. It's amazing to me that the only way we can distinctly know the difference in identity is when the light is on. But in the dark, everyone is the same. In the dark, everything can be compared. But when the light is on, everything is incomparable. I want you to know that tonight we must choose to navigate through those dark spaces, not giving up, not throwing in the towel, not accepting things as they are. There has to be a refusal built in you, knowing that there is more for you, knowing that there is more that has been released on your behalf. There is more to what you have been exposed to, more to what you have accepted, more to what's going on right now. You have more to you. There is so much more, and you've got to choose more. Now, I know a moment ago I told you to say that you choose favor, but now I want you to declare that you choose more. Come on, declare that with me. I choose more. I choose more. I choose more time. I choose more opportunity. I choose more space, more room. I choose more. I choose more doors, more resources, more life. I choose more. Because if you do not choose more, what begins to happen is you end up with less. We only end up with less because we didn't choose more. So inadvertently, when we don't choose more, watch this, we choose less. That's the consequence of not choosing more. It is almost as if you are conceding and declaring that you are defeated, and now you are choosing less. I know that this seems foreign to so many, but the other side of a problem, the other side of a trial, the other side of a circumstances of a circumstance is hanging on the hinges of a choice. Getting to the other side is a matter of choice. I'm making a decision to make changes. I'm making a decision to put things in order. I'm making a decision to rise up. I'm making a decision to step out on faith. I'm making a decision to leave. I'm making a decision to enter. I'm making a decision to work. I'm making a decision to create. I choose more. There's more than what I have been exposed to. My latter shall be greater than my former. I've not seen my greatest days yet. My best is still in front of me. How many of you believe this tonight? How many of you can accept this tonight? How many of you can really gravitate to this tonight? How many of you can really embrace this concept tonight? Those of you that are on the conference line, those of you that are on the Zoom platform, I need you to embrace this tonight. There are 100 of us between the conference line and the Zoom platform. Tonight, God is challenging your ability to decide. Your ability to choose, yes, even in darkness. God tonight is challenging your ability to decide and to choose. Which do you want? Which will you accept? Will you remain in a cycle that has been lived through? Will you remain in a system that you have constantly been subjugated to? Will you remain underneath the oppression of circumstances that you have acquiesced to for so many years, time and time again, weakened, time and time again, dissatisfied, time and time again, disheveled, time and time again, betrayed, time and time again, abandoned, time and time again, abused. But when do you make the decision to rise? This has to be a choice that you make, a choice of intentionality, a choice, a decision. I'm choosing more. I'm choosing favor. I'm choosing my breakthrough. I'm choosing my healing. Because here's the key, and then we're going to get to prayer. Here is the key that I want you to remember. Nothing, no good thing will be withheld from us. You've got to understand that all good things come from God. He has granted us these things, which means they are available to us. So then you may ask the question, why don't I have it, Bishop? And the answer is simple. You don't have it because you don't choose it. It's amazing. It's amazing that there are things that can be right at our fingertips, right at the point where we can just take it and have it because it's available to us. But the problem is, we get so overwhelmed in the darkness, turned around in the darkness, confused in the darkness, lost in the darkness, that we don't choose what God has for us in the light. We don't choose what He's made available for us. How contradicting is that? I mean, really, let's think about it. How many hours, how many days, how many consecrations have you spent? How many seasons have you spent praying for a thing to come only to find out it is available to you? It's ready for you. You can have it. But watch this. You don't choose it. To pray to come out of a thing, only not to choose it. It is backwards. It means that your mind has completely submitted itself to the conditions of the dark space. But I want you to know tonight, our partnership has been committed and dedicated to praying against the spirit of darkness. The spaces of darkness, those places that have kept us thinking pessimistically, those spaces that have kept us thinking the worst, overthinking, just accepting things that are not right and are conflictual with the word of the Lord over our lives. Why am I going to choose something that is against what God said concerning me? God didn't tell me that. God didn't speak that to me, and I'm not getting ready to accept that. But what do? We allow everybody else to be put in a position where they are more influential in our lives than the voice of the Lord. Everybody else is more smarter, more wiser in our lives than we put the voice of the Lord. And I'm telling you, we got to start changing the narrative again and reversing that. I don't know what you're saying over there, but if it is conflictual, if it is contrary to what the voice of the Lord has said to me, I don't accept that. I am not choosing your words, nor am I choosing the effects of your words, nor am I choosing to be impacted by your words. I have heard the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord is sure. His promises are yea and amen. And if God told me by his stripes I am healed, guess what? I'm healed. If God told me that he is my shepherd and I shall not want, guess what? I'll have no want in my life. If God told me that he is the door and I can walk through the door and he will open the door and no man can shut the door that he opens, guess what? I'm going through the door and I don't have to ask anyone else's approval or permission, because I can almost guarantee you that the same ones who disapprove will eventually applaud your choice of favor, your choice of more, your choice of life. Make the choice. That's the challenge to you tonight. Make the choice. Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. You're so worried that everybody else is going to be uncomfortable. You're so worried that everybody else is not going to approve. You're so worried that you're going to lose certain people in the interim and in the process of you making the choice for more and making the choice for life and making the choice for favor. You're worried. I get it. But at some point, you better learn to put you ahead. You better learn to put you as a priority. Make the choice. Make the choice. I choose more. I choose favor. God said that all of these things are available to me and I'm not going to choose it. No, ma'am, and no, sir. If it's available to me, I'm going for it. I'm going for it. My God, I feel an anointing on that. I feel like that is prophetic confirmation for at least 70 of you that are connected to this call. And between our Zoom and conference line, we're about at 110 people. I want you to understand tonight that something is about to happen. Something is about to break, because tonight we are making a choice, and the choice is for what God said that we can have. There is nothing that he will withhold from us. He has laid all good and pleasant things before us. All we need to do is to choose it. And tonight we are making decisions. That means tomorrow morning. That means the remainder of this week, whatever your appointment is or whatever appointment you need to make, you need to start making steps that are going toward the promises of God, going toward the manifestation of his word, going toward things that are coming into fruition, the things that he has promised you, the things that he has laid out before you. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. You don't have to be denied, nor do you have to be deprived any longer. I don't know what this is tonight that is upon me. Maybe this is this prophetic anointing that is stirring in me right now, but I want to prophesy to every individual that is underneath the sound of my voice. It is yours. And I am not talking just material things, but all spiritual blessings. They are yours. Deliverances, they are yours. Healings, they are yours. It's yours. He already laid it out before you. Choose it. Choose it. The meal is set. The table is prepared. Did not he tell you that he would prepare the table before you in the presence of your enemy? The table is set. Your audience has gathered and the table is set. Now sit down and eat. Stop acting like you don't know that the table has been designed for you, that the occasion has been dedicated for you. Sit down and dine. The setting is set. All right, I gotta leave this alone. Boy, I tell you, I feel like this is escaping me tonight. Praise God. I feel like I'm getting lost in this moment of impartation, and I really feel a prophetic charge on us tonight. I feel like even as I'm talking, the tears are flowing down someone else's faces, flowing down someone's face, and for some others, there are those of you that are receiving strength in your spirit. Your spirit is receiving strength even as I'm talking, because this is no longer going to be the season, nor will it be the year, nor will it be the time in your life where you just accept any and everything that is brought to you, understanding that there is power in your prayer. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that avail much. And if you are the righteousness of God, that means your prayer has location. Your prayer locates God's presence, and God hears the prayer of the righteous. And when he hears the prayer of the righteous, guess what he does? He answers. He answers swiftly the prayers of the righteous. Your strength is coming back even now as I'm talking. Your peace is coming back even now as I'm talking. Your plans, your mindset, your memory, your vision, it's all coming back. Your fire is being rekindled even now as I'm talking. These things are transpiring because you're making a choice. You're making a choice subconsciously, even now while I'm talking. You're not even in front of the door yet. You're not even at the opportunity yet. You're not even in the meeting yet, but you are already making a choice. That's what this is all about. You don't have to accept anything that has been. Your faith is getting ready to change the narrative in your life. The life that you have lived prior to this day will be null and voided by the time you get to the moment you're about to get into. That one step, listen at this, that one step into the promised land made the wilderness a memory. That's all it takes. All it takes is one step into. It makes the wilderness and all of the struggle and all of the wandering in the wilderness, it makes it all a memory. And I'm telling you, your struggles, glory to my Shandil, your struggles are about to become a memory because you're making the choice to step into your destiny, to step into your prophecy, to step into your fulfillment, to step into. That's all. Into, and you can fill in the blank, but it's time to step into. It's all it takes. One step. One step. And I want you to make that commitment not only to God, but tonight I want you to make that commitment to yourself. And I really got to pray for you, but I want you to make that commitment to yourself. I'm making the step. Come on, make that commitment right now. I'm making the step. I'm making the step. One step is all it takes. Robosha, the steps of a good man. My God, have mercy on me tonight. They are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When God sees you making the step, God finds delight. You find delight, but you got to make the step. Nobody is supposed to be stagnant. Nobody is supposed to be stuck. We should be moving. One step. Make the step. Make the step. As soon as they crossed over into the promised land, everything transpired in the wilderness became a memory. I declare to you, the suffering of today is about to become a memory. The struggle, the pain, the aches, the stress, the agony, the night terrors, all of it is about to become a memory. And you know what happens when something becomes a memory? It then becomes a testimony. Then you can encourage somebody else and tell them, I was there. I thought I was never going to get up out of that dark place, but I made a choice. And when you are converted, now you can strengthen your brethren. Something is about to happen. I'm constantly praying for those of you who submit your prayer requests. I appreciate you so much. I'm thanking God for each of you and your prayers. Amen. Your prayer requests remain on my altar daily as I continuously seek the Lord, and I am believing God for you and for those matters that concern you. Diane Harge, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Anita Harris, Deborah Johnson, Shanika Muniz, Deborah Frazier, Rochelle Maxwell, Sharima Abdullah, Verna Simmons, Harriet Shelby, Latoya Nugent, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Redonia Johnson, Ruth Aileen, Mary Silvers, Celeste Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Tanya Bryant, Diane Everett, Jacqueline McFarlane, Kikamon Rockmore, Chanel Kelly, Michelle Tarua, Diamond Smichael, Janet Durbin, Justin Mack, Lorraine Williams, Geraldine Hall, Priscilla Everett, Denise Bryant Brooks, LaDonna Silvers, Martin Merced, Shaquana Johnson. I am believing God for each and every one of you, and even those of you who did not have the opportunity to submit your prayer requests. I believe God for you as well. Tonight, I am also lifting up one of my spiritual daughters and her family, Sister Candace Scott. We're praying for Candace and her family. Amen. As the transition of her grandfather, and they are preparing to send him home and to lay him to rest this coming weekend. And we are praying for that family, that God sends strength. And he is the one that gives us the strength. Nobody else can do it but him. We are lifting up that family. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Your name is so worthy. It is so holy. Your name is so righteous. Father, we praise and we bless you. We magnify you. We lift you up. Father, with all that is within us, we extol your holy name. We spend our energy. We invest our time just to give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, we are so godly sorry. We are repentant tonight that there are so many times you have laid blessings before us. You promised us daily to grant us bread. And so many times you laid it before us. And because we were caught up in our complaints, and caught up in our murmurings, and caught up in our heart and in our hurt, we failed to choose the blessings that you have daily provided for us. But Father, this season, we are praying for a greater consciousness. We are praying that in this hour, we are more cognizant and more conscious of the things that you are placing before us on a daily basis. Father, every day you give us an opportunity to walk into prophecy fulfilled and the manifestation of promise. And Father, our prayer tonight is that we have such a keen eye that we do not miss what it is you are doing in this season. Father, I am praying now in the name of the Lord that you would sharpen our discernment. And also, Father, give us the control over our own mindset so that we would bring our thoughts subject under your power and subject under your strength and might. Father, tonight I pray that our minds be renewed in your presence. Our minds not only be renewed, but restored in your presence in the name of the Lord. For over the course of time, trials, chaos, situations, circumstances, Father, there have been times and in moments of disappointment and letdown that our minds and our thoughts have gone through periods of deterioration where the enemy has eaten away at the good places and the good portions of our mind. But tonight, Lord, if you would be so kind as to restore us joy, restore us peace, restore us understanding, restore us knowledge, restore to us wisdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus, give us what we need to be able to navigate through the dark spaces, that we'll be able to get to where you have promised us we could go. Father, tonight, look upon us. Look upon every condition. Look upon every ailment. Look upon every fragility. Look upon every situation that is spoken and unspoken. You know all things. Go to the hidden place Jesus, and deal and deal and maneuver. Heal us not just from the obvious pains and struggles, but heal us from the hidden places, the hidden pains, the hidden struggles, the things that we have not spoken about. Father, bring about that healing that can only be divine and supernatural. Work a work in the name of the Lord Jesus. Work a work until your people are now revitalized and Father, refreshed and rejuvenated, even restored. Work on us in this hour so that we could become beacons and that we can become agents, agents of change and life, that as we come into contact with others, we would bring about this light that would lead others out of the dark and into life. I pray that that abundant life would be our portion, life abundantly. Father, I thank you for the portion that you are yielding to your people, giving to your people, blessing your people with. Thank you for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us. Father, you're so good. You're worthy to be praised and adored. We lift up our voices even now. We lift up our hearts. We lift up our hands. We change and shift our countenance, order our steps, cause us to choose and make the steps that are necessary to walk in everything that you have guaranteed and promised us. Spirit of the living God, revive our footsteps in the name of the Lord. Somebody has become weary, but let your spirit tonight undergird them and give them the strength. Cause them to know that they can recover. Cause them to know that they can resume. Cause them to know that they can continue. Spirit of the living God, cause every curse, cause every darkness to be abolished, and my God, and to be eradicated. Shift us from mindset to mindset. Change how we have seen things in the past and cause us to be revitalized and revived for the future. You are the God of great understanding. You are the God of clarity. You are the God of prophecy. You are the God of information and intel. You are the God that stirs. You are the God that anoints and appoints. Have your way in the name of the Lord Jesus. Raise your people up. Father, raise them up for such a time as this. Break us through in the name of the Lord. These dark spaces, these dark clouds that seemingly are looming. Help us to stand in faith, even with the things that are transpiring all around the world. Global crisis. My God, all of the wars and rumors of wars, things that are transpiring with unusual weather patterns and things that are happening underneath the heavens and atop of the earth. Father, whatever it is, don't allow fear to settle in our spirit. Don't allow fear to grip us. Father, in the name of the Lord, help us to take confidence and to have faith in your word. You have been with us and will be with us. You have been with us and will be with us. You have been with us and will be with us. You are our God, and beside you, there is no other. We honor you. We honor you. We lay hands on every vehicle we enter. We lay hands on every craft that we enter, whether it is a cruise ship, whether it is an airliner, whether it is a vehicle, a bus, a car, whatever it is, we lay our hands upon it. The trains, we lay our hands upon it. My God, strengthen, 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 strengthen. And Father, even get into the provisions. Cause the earth to yield her increase as it pertains to the provision for your children. You promised that you would not leave us, nor would you forsake us. You told us that you would take care of us. You told us that you would provide for us. Now, Father, whatever this is, I come against every enzyme, every flu, every disease, every virus, every bacteria, every contaminant that seems to be entering into our food system. My God, we take it out now. You did it for the prophets of Scripture when they put poisonous herbs in the pot. My God, you gave them remedy. You gave them remedy that they did not have to discard the pottage, but you gave them remedy that they were able to consume the pottage even with the poison in it, and it did not harm them. You gave us authority. You told us that we could walk on serpents and scorpions. You told us that nothing, not the dangerous thing, not the hurtful thing, not the harmful thing, you said nothing would be able to harm us. Cause us to walk in that kind of faith, the demonstration of your spirit and power. In the name of the Lord, we take control over heart disease and diabetes and cancer, HIV. We take control over arthritis. We take control over hypertension. We speak now over the organs, that the organs would function and be well. We pray that the restoration of organs would begin to transpire. You're the God who's able to grow limbs. There is nothing that you cannot do. You made these bodies. We are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. Use us as demonstrations. Use us as billboards that we can tell of your goodness and allow men to know that you are still a healer. You're still the God of the universe. Have your divine way. There is nothing that exists without you. It is in you that we live, move, and have our being. Moved by your spirit, Holy Ghost. Give us that optimism again. Give us the sight of the spirit realm. Give us to know what you have commanded and what you have commissioned. Give us to know what to say and how to answer all things. Give us the wisdom of speech in the name of the Lord. Break us through, kind spirit. Break us through, kind spirit, in the name of the Lord. And we praise you tonight and we give you glory. Your name alone is worthy. Your name alone is holy. Your name alone is victory. And we claim the victory for ourselves. You said that you were greater in us than who you are in the world. And with that being so, we accept your word as truth. So everything that you are is within us. Everything that you are is within us. So when we speak who you are. We speak what you say. We speak your will. We speak your agenda. We speak your word. Thank you, Father, for putting your word down within us, the word that is hidden in our heart, that we might not offend you, that we might not sin against you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Move by your spirit and power. We thank you for this victory tonight. We thank you for this transformative power tonight. We thank you for delivering our minds tonight. We thank you for breaking us out of these dark spaces tonight. We thank you for bringing us into strength tonight. Bringing us into a new mindset, a new way of thinking. We thank you for doing it tonight. You get the glory. You get the honor. You get the praise. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray this prayer. We thank you tonight. We give you glory tonight. We worship your holy name tonight. We pray this prayer with all authority and all vigor. We have faith. Our faith is renewed. Our faith is on fire tonight. We believe you tonight. We trust you. We stand on your word tonight. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Every individual who is sick underneath the sound of my voice, afflicted, infirm within their body, as they begin to lay hands on themselves, send a healing. Send a healing heat tonight. My God, burn out every affliction. Burn out every infirmity. In the name of the Lord, even if the ailment, even if the sickness is not physical, if it's psychological, if it's emotional, if it's spiritual, whatever it is, go down and send the healing heat and burn it out tonight in the name of Jesus. You get the hallelujah, you get the glory, 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 you get the honor and praise. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray this prayer. We say thank God and we say amen. Now come now, bless him. Let's bless him with confidence tonight. Let's bless him with all vigor tonight. Let's bless him with strength tonight. Every person under the sound of my voice, on the Zoom platform, on the conference line, send up a praise. Send up a praise unto our God. Let's honor him tonight. He hears the prayers of the righteous. He hears the prayers of the righteous. The prayers of the righteous is what avails. He will deliver. He will heal. He will set free. It is done. It is so. It is provided in the name of the Lord. We honor him. We honor him. We bless him. Oh, we give him praise tonight. Yes, 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 yes. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Oh, you can thank him now, saints. Yes, you can. You can. It is safe to thank him. Yes, it is safe to thank him. 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 I don't know why I keep saying that over and over again in my spirit, but somebody tonight ought to thank him. You're worried about seeing it. You're worried about seeing it, but I'm telling you tonight, it is safe to thank him. You thank him. Thank him. You thank him. It is safe to thank him because you're going to see the promises of God. You will see the promises of God. They are yea and amen. You will see the promises of God manifested in your life. It is safe to thank him. It is safe to thank him. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. My God, what a hallelujah tonight. What a mighty God we serve. We honor him tonight. He has released his word over us and reminded us of who we are and what we are called to do. What are we called to do? Walk in the light. Walk in the light. And then to spread the light. So not only do we walk in this light, we spread the light. And I want you to know that darkness is not the agenda of God for your life. And although life will bring us into dark spaces, listen at this, you have the tools to navigate through those dark spaces. You've got the light, and the light is an offense to the darkness. You already have the equipment to make. Going to make it because you're equipped to be already. You don't have to wait for that. You already have that. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about what God's going to do. Lift up your head and be encouraged. I want you to have a light week. Yes, I want you to have a week that is shining so bright until people have to ask you, do you mind turning the light down? Of course, the answer is no. But the truth is, the light is going to shine bright because we're choosing the light. We're choosing favor. We're choosing more. We're choosing life. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Until next time, have a light week. Good night, everybody.